Okay, what we're going to talk about today is a fascinating topic relating to the Gemara that we had back on Daf Pei in Maseches Chulin, where we discussed a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov there, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, 1700s, discusses the issue of Esrog Hamurkav, a grafted Esrog, and the question is, are you allowed to make a bracha on that b'di'evit or not? And the story that we quoted was that one time in Prague, the Rav of the town gave a psak that even though it was Shas HaTzchak, and even though this was the only Esrog that was able to be had in the town, you can't make a bracha on it. You want to shake it, shelo tishtakek toras Esrog, that's fine, but one is not allowed to make a bracha on it. And punked that time, that sukkis, the Shach, happened to be visiting Prague, and he was passing through, and the Shach said that, you know what, he matir b'shas hadchak to make a brach on it, based on the Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei, where the Gemara says, is a certain type of hybrid animal chayiv in Osova Esbeno, if somebody shechs that animal plus the parents, the Gemara has the line, seva filu miksa se. Even if you only have a little bit of se as a parent, that's good enough. So the Shach also says, esrog b'filu miksas esrog. Even a little bit of an esrog, at least on a b'dieva level, one would be able to make a bracha on that type of esrog. And that's what the Shach paskin, and therefore they were going to go like the Shach. He was the Gadol Ador, right? And right before, it was during the davening, and right before Hallel, the Chazan was about to make the bracha on it, the esrog, the one esrog, the only esrog that was there, fell on the floor, the pitim broke, and memela, they were not able to use it. And they took it as a simon ha-shamayim that they weren't supposed to make a brach on it, and the Shach at the end of his life was nischari tal harazu kodemoso, and he commanded his children to write a letter to the rabbi of the town to ask mechila, because he thought that it must be that he was mistaken. Okay, and then the Shvus Yaakov deals with the specific details about whether we say this or not, how do we paskin, b'dieved on a bracha of an esrog murkav. But what we're going to talk about is the issue itself. As he took it as a simon, the language of the Shvus Yaakov, I'll read it to you, is, ukzirasra lahaschil ikvuhu mina shamayim. It was ma'akev mukav from shamayim. Shenafal ha'esrog miyado. V'nishbar ha'okitz. I think this means the pitum, mitocho, mit or from inside, v'acharkach, bo ksavim, and everybody sent letters afterwards, and they came that you weren't supposed to make a brach on it. So, ikvuhu min ha-shamayim. How are we supposed to view divine messages from heaven in terms of psak halacha? The issue of heavenly intervention versus rabbinic autonomy. How much, if there's a machlokas, so to speak, between what a person, what a chacham, a gadol ador thinks, and shamayim, how do we view that, and who wins? So on the surface will be part one. We're going to lay out some sources which seem to say that we do not care what it says in Shemayim. Then we'll see a couple of problems, and then we'll try to come up with some solutions to limit those cases. Let's start off with the basics, and that is there seem to be a number of Gemaras and other sources that say clearly the impression that we would think that once the Torah was given to us, the Torah was given to us, and we, even though it might appear that there's a message being given to us from heaven, it doesn't matter. That does not influence psak halacha. As we've had a shir before in the past, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, as Moshe Feinstein writes in his Hakdamah to Igros Moshe, there's emes lahora'ah and emes la'amita. Whatever it is, emes la'amita upstairs, but there's emes lahora'ah. If I go through the proper channels with Torah and Yirat Shemayim and Kovid Rosh, and I come up with a psak, that's the psak. Right, that's the language of Moshe, and the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky as well, and Parshas Bereishis writes that the emes was thrown to the ground, the Medrash says, and now MS Me'art Titzmach is going to come from the ground. So as we're going to see, there are a number of Gemaras that give off that impression that heavenly intervention does not make a difference. Rabbinic autonomy wins. Right, the most famous source related to this is the Gemara in Bamitzia, Adaf Nun Tes. If you look on the top, that's the sugya, the famous sugya of Taner Shel Achnai, the oven of Achnai. Achnai is a snake, and there was a machlokas, but a certain type of barrel, or oven, sorry, an oven that was made with a certain type of dirt and other materials, whether it was tameh or not, whether it was tameh or tahar. That was machlokas. And the Gemara says there, Tana. Ba'oso ha'yom heishiv Rebbe Eliezer kol tshuva sheba'olam. Rebbe Eliezer said all of the tshuvas in the world. That was a machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, and Rebbe Eliezer says tahar. Blazer says Tahar, and Rebbe Blazer came up with all the different answer explanations. Lo kiblu amen. They did not accept any of his answers. Amar Lahem, and then he starts. He says, "Im halacha kamosi, if the halacha is like me, charuv ze yochiach, this carob tree should prove me right that I'm right. Ne'ekar charuv mimkomo me'ama, the carob tree goes up, 100 amos away. It uproots itself. It goes 100 amos away. Some say 400 amos. Number of the, I think the Sharm said in Balach in a number of places, quote, that whenever the Gemara wants to give a guzma, wants to give an exaggeration, it always says 400. 400 barrels of wine. 400 amos. 400. That's like the number given, just to mean a large amount. So you find that sometimes in the Gemara. So, just 4 amos away. It means very far. The Carib tree got uprooted. So, Amrulo, they said, Amivi and Raiman Acharav. Sorry. We don't accept rayas from carob trees. Chazav amalei malacha kamosi. If Allah is like me, amas hamayim yochichu. This aqueduct of water that's flowing down, that will prove I'm right. Chazra amas hamayim lachareim. And the water turned around and flowed upstream. So unbelievable. Simon. Amrullah, they say it to him again. Ein mevin raya amas hamayim. Sorry, we don't accept rayas from that. Right? First he tried to bring from a tree. And then from water. So Chazav Amalem, and then he says again, if I'm right, the walls of the Beis Medrash should prove that I'm right. And what happened? Hitu Kosle Beis Medrash Lipol. The walls of the Beis Medrash angle in as if they're going to fall down. Garbohem Reb Yeshua. And Reb Yeshua grunted at them. And the walls not only listened to Reb Eliezer, they listened to Reb Yeshua. So they stopped. Amar Lahem, he said to the walls, "If the Talmidei Chachamim menatzchim zeh zeh bahalacha, if the Talmidei Chachamim are fighting, atem mativchem, what are you doing? Meaning, it's not your place to get involved in machlokas. How many times does a Tana talk to a wall? Right? Sometimes, right? We did the phrase talking to a wall. Here they actually talk to a wall. So lo naflum mipnei kvodos Rabbi Yeshua, they did not keep falling because of the covenant for Rabbi Yeshua. Velo zakfu mipnei kvodos Rabbi Elazar, and they did not stand up again because of the covenant of Rabbi Elazar." V'yadayin matin va'omdin. And they stood, leaning and standing. Chazav amar lahem. And then he, fine. Rabbi Elazar says, that didn't work. My final try. Im halacha kamosi min hashamayim yochichu. If the halacha is like me, the heaven should prove that I'm right. Yatas Abbas kol v'yamra. Abbasco went out and said, Malachem eitzel Rabbi Elazar. Shalacha kamosu b'chol makom. What are you jumping on Rabbi Eliezer for? The halacha is always like him. So that's what the Basco said. Amar Rabbi Yeshua al Raglav, Rabbi Yeshua stood up for Amar, Lo Bashamayim. This week's parsha, Lo Bashamayim. He says, no, it's not Bashamayim, and therefore, sorry, we don't accept even a heavenly voice. My Lo Bashamayim, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Shekfar Nitna Torah Mehar Sinai, Ein Anu Mashkichin Babaskol. The Torah was already given, we don't care about a Baskol. Shekfar Kasavta, Bahar Sinai Batorah, you already, Rabbi Yeshua talking to heavens, you already wrote in your Torah, Acharei Rabim Lahatos. And therefore, you don't, we don't paskin like a baskol. So therefore, they didn't go like the tree, or the water, or the walls of the base medrash, or even a baskol. Finishing up the story, Ashachei Rabbi Nasa Eliyahu, Rabbi Nasa once found Eliyahu, Navi, Amarle, Mayavad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bahushaita. What was God's reaction at that moment, after he sent out the baskol? Eliyahu, Amarle, Kachayach, he was smiling, V'yamar, and he said, Nitzchuni Beni, Nitzchuni Beni. Right? Kaviyachal, Hashem said, you win. You win, you're right. I gave you those rules, and you win. Amru, and they said, Oso Hayom, maybe you call Taurus. Shatir, Rabbi Eliezer, that day they brought all the Taurus, that Rabbi Eliezer was Matayr, Visarfam Ba'esh, meaning they held it with Tameh, the Chachamim, and they burned them all, V'nimno Olavu Birchuhu. And they all got together, and they put him in Chayrim. Birchuhu, they cursed him, they put a Chayrim on him, and that was it. V'yamra, and the Gemara continues, the less famous part, who's gonna go let him know that he's in Chayrim? Rabbi Kiva says, I'm gonna go, because, you know, and, he's not going to take it so personally because I wasn't his bar plukta. So he puts on black and he goes to sit for Amos away from him and he gets the message. And that's what happened. And he starts crying. And the end of the Gemara is that his wife never let him say Tachnun because if he would say Tachnun, that would be very powerful. And you have to be worried about the other Tanam's fate. Because Rabbi Elazar shows the koach of Tachnun, taking Tachnun right after Shemoneh Esrei, and then one day his wife didn't know it was the 2 day Rosh Chodesh, and he said it, and she didn't stop him, and Rachmana Litzlan, Rabbi Gamliel died. Rabbi Gamliel died that day, the Gemara continues, which is not for now. Okay, anyway, but this is the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly, Lo Bashamayimi. Even if a Basco goes out and tells us what the halacha is, it doesn't matter to us. We don't take heavenly signs as influencing halacha. We don't do that. Number one, Tosfos here has an interesting ha'ara. Tosfos says, V'hadamra, what does the Gemara say? You don't listen to baskols? There is a baskol that we know we do listen to. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara there says, why do we pass in life Beis Hillel? because a Bas Kol said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Even though they argued for years, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the Bas Kol says we pass like Beis Hillel. So what do you mean? I thought our Gemara says we don't pass like Bas Kol. So Tosas gives two important answers. Tosas there, but Messiah Nuntes. Tosas says, number one, maybe that Bas Kol was following the Rove. A Bas Kol that goes with the Rove, you could follow. A Bas Kol that goes against the Rove, you don't follow. Shiny hacha shabal lachlo gal divrei Torah dechsev achrei rabban lahatos aval hasam adaraba beis hillel ruba ilav davi mesafka lani azira basa rubam should the beis shammai have a charifi tuva. Problem was beis shammai was sharper, so the Bas Kol went and said no, you still go by the rove even against the sharp ones. Number one, and number two, it could be that here it wasn't a real Bas Kol. The kamlo yotza Bas Kol olam shem kvodud Rebbe Eliezer shabir neshamayim yochicha. Hashem didn't want to leave him high and dry if he says, oh, the heavens will prove me right. So he had to do something. God's hand was kaviyachol forced by Rebbe Eliezer. But this wasn't a real Bas Kol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send. Masha Enkin, the one in Erevin, was a real Bas Kol. Okay, so you might say according to that answer that you do listen to Bas Kols as long as you know it's a real Bas Kol. Okay, but this is one source. But Metzia Daf Nutes. The Gemara and Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, just to note, in Brachas on Daf Yud Tes Mem Beis, quotes this Gemara and says, learn from this Gemara that we do not paskin like Bas Kol's like heavenly intervention. He even adds one ha'ara that the Tosfos Bava Metzia didn't mention, and that is maybe the Bas Kol in Bava Metzia was dafka to test the other Tanoim, if they would stand strong in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests with Nevi'ei Sheker, with false prophets, maybe that was the purpose of the Bas Kol. But again, it wasn't a real Bas Kol, like Tosfos says. That's one Gemara. Another Gemara is later on about Metzia. The Gemara about Metzia, Daf Pei Vav and Aleph. The Gemara there is also about Tumen Tara, about a case of Tzara'as. The Gemara says there, Metzia Pei Vav and Aleph, second to last skinny line. You see it? Yeah, Hava Yasev, last two words. Hava Yasev Agir Dadikula Vikagaris. He was sitting by a palm tree and he was learning Kamifla Gibim Asifta Durakia. And he, one of the Amoraim, were saying, there's a machlokas going on in Shemayim right now. In the Beis Medrash in Shemayim, they're arguing about this halacha. In Baharis Kodemis Laseir Lavan. What's the halacha? As follows, if you have a spot that comes before the white hair, Tameh, that's a case of Tumah, the spot comes first. V'im Seir Lavan Kodin LeBeharis Tahar. If the white hair comes first, so then it's Tahar. Safik, what if you're not sure if first the spot came and then the hair grew out of it, or the hair came first and the spot grew around it? What if you're not sure? That's the Machlokas in Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Tahar. Hashem says Tahar in that case. V'kulu Mesifti Durakia Amri Tameh. And the entire heavenly court says Tameh. Unbelievable. It's Machlokas against God. The Amri. And they said up in Shemayim, Ma Nochach, Nochach Rav Bar Nachmeni. Who are we going to? Who's going to be Machria? We have to go ask Rav Bar Nachmeni. He's the expert. Tamer Rav Bar Nachmeni, Ani Yochid Ben Negoyim, Ani Yochid Ba'alas. He was the expert in Negoyim and Alas. So Shadru Shlicha Basrei. They said the Shliach to him. To Rav Bar Nachmeni. Who's the shliach to bring Rabbi Nachmani to heaven? There's only one shliach. Lo havi matzi malach hamavis lemikrav lei. The malach hamavis could not get close to him to bring him to Shemayim to answer this kasha. Midelo havi kapasik pume migirsei, because he did not stop learning. Second, the person learning, they couldn't get to him. The type of learning that the Tanoim did protected them from the malach hamavis. Fire was above them. Adahachi. So meanwhile, nashiv zika, but avish beni kane. What happened? The wind blew and it blew the reeds. And Savar, and he thought gunda de parshiu. He thought it was an army coming. So he stopped learning for a second because he was nervous. Amar teinach nafshei dahu gavra v'lo yimser biyada de malchusa. Right? It's better that he died. He died with only yimser biyada de malchusa. Kavi necha nafshei as he was dying. Amar tahar tahar. He realized the conversation that was happening in Shemayim as he was dying. He was ready partly in the next world. And he says, Tahar, meaning, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Against the Mesifta Derakia. Yotza Bas Kol V'yamra. Amazing story on a number of levels. But a Bas Kol went out and said, Ashrecha Rabba Rabba Nachmeni, Shegufcha Tahar, V'yatzisa Nishmascha Betar. Your guf is Tahar, and your neshama went out Betara. Nofka Piskla Merakia B'pumbedisa, a petek, a shard, fell out from Shemayim Papadisa that said, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni is Nizbakesh B'yeshiva Shalmala. Right, was it his time? They needed him in Shemayim. Obviously, it must have been his time. Anyway, as we know. But that's another Gemara. Gemara says that in Shemayim, they were Meshubid and they had to wait until Rabbi Nachmeni paskent. Right? Lo bashamayimi. It's dafka what every chacham in this world paskins. There's even an amazing Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah points out that both the machlokas, the Rabbi Nachmani passing like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? Tahar. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Nechusuma Saras, at the end of the second parak, Safik Seir Lavan Kodem, Safik Baharis Kadma, Harezu Tameh. It's Tameh. Tameh? It's against the Rambam Nachmani, it's against God. The Kesef Mishnah points out, the Rambam passing is against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. The year Ali, and then the Rambam says, Shetumasu Besafik. Safik at least. Safik, but either way, Hashem and Rabbi Nachman Zitar says the Kesef Mishnah. V'yava God the Beperek HaPolam Amrinan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tahor. Lo Bashamayim Hi. Doesn't matter that God said that. Lo Bashamayim Hi. V'yava God, and even though Rabbi Nachman also said it. V'yesh Lomar, B'kiddish, Kiva de Bishas Yitzias Neshama Hu Da Amar Hachi. Since he said it as he was dying, Have Bichlau Lo Bashamayim Hi. That's also included in Lo Bashamayim Hi, because he was saying it as he was dying. Ve'eno kedai lohotzi michlal shebiyadenu ta'alacha k'tanakama. The rule is you go by the Tanakama. Tanakama holds that it is Tameh. Amazing, right? Maybe he was dying. Maybe he didn't have all his faculties. Either way, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Points out that the Rama Paskin is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But either way, you see from these Gemaras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if there's a baskol, a heavenly sign, then we don't take into account. We don't take it into account. A svara being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the koach to Chachamim to decide. Like I mentioned before, the two sources, Rav Moshe in the Hagdama, Avigras Moshe, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bereishis. They all say that once the Torah was given to us, so we have that authority. There's even a beautiful Marsha, the Marsha in Brachas on Daf Nun Ches. The Marsha discusses the difference between a bracha that we make on a great rabbi and a bracha that we make when we see a very wise non-Jew. Or very wise secular scholar, says the Marsha, that if we on a great Gadol Adar, somebody meets Rav Yashiv, Shechalak mechachmaso lireyav, Chalak mechachmaso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chelik of his own wisdom. So he gave a chelik of his own wisdom. So that's once he gave it, that's it. That's it. And therefore he decides. He the Chacham decides, because that's already a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. Mashenkein, what's Shenasan? Mechachmaso, Lubasar Vadam, that's very different. Nasan, something different. He gave it something separate, says the Marsha. Lagabi Chachmi Yisrael Amar Shechalak Mechachmaso, Lefi Shehem Chevel Nachalasko, Vechelko, Ki'iluhu Cholek Imahem. Chachmaso. He gives them a chilek. She chachmas at Torah. Vikara li reyav, apima shechazav, kol shir is chachto, chodemus chachmaso, chachmaso is kayem. It's fine. Avalagabe chachme ovdigo chavim, eno chalik meim chachmas at Torah. Elenosin lahem chachma da alma. Vechen lenin kavid, also chavah, chilek mikvoto, or nasa mikvoto. Same kind of chilek. That's the marsha, that once the chachma was given to chachma Yisrael. Okay, so if we'd stop here, there'd be no problems. Lo bashamayim hi, you don't accept it as a sign. You always go by whatever the psak is. Then the question is, what about the case we started off with? The Shvus Yaakov writes, ikvuhu min hashamayim. Does that just mean on a practical level they couldn't do it? They couldn't do it, but they had no more estrogim, or is that they took that as a simin that the halacha is different? That's what it kind of sounds like. Or a couple of other areas where we see there is some type of divine intervention. All of these are different. But I'll give you four examples. Four cases where there seem to be some type of intervention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. That we listen to. The first is already from the Rishonim, based on Chazal. The Ramban and Parshat Tetzaveh discusses how did the Urim V'Tumim work. How did the Urim V'Tumim work? We know, we assume, Rashi, the Ramban, and most Rishonim assume that the Urim V'Tumim was a Shem Hashem that was put into the folds of the Choshen, and it caused the Choshen to light up. Caused the letters to light up whenever a question was asked. Just Derech Agav, if you look in the Ksava Kabbalah, on the Pasuk in Tetzaveh, is a beautiful, amazing explanation of the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam never quotes this idea about the Urim V'Tumim being put into the Choshen. He thinks that the Urim V'Tumim was just another name of the Choshen. There wasn't two different Kalim. We're in two different kalim. So you look at that Aksava Kabbalah. Anyway, we mentioned it in Mitzvah Shir a couple of months ago when we spoke about the Sava. But anyway, says the Ramban in Shmos, Perachav Ches Pasuk Lamed, Moshe Lok Aksava Ur Metumim V'hinichem Sham B'choshen HaMishpat. He put it into the Choshen. Acharei Shehilbish Es Aaron HaEifod V'choshen. After Aaron was already wearing it. V'ho Inyan, how did it work? Ki Ha Yushemos Kedoshim Mikocham Ya'iru HaOsios. Me Avni HaChoshen. El Eni HaKoen HaShol B'mishpatam. The letters used to light up. Hamashal, for example, and all the letters we know were on the Choshen, because besides the fact all the Shvatim were on, but that doesn't. There are some letters that are not in the Shvatim. For example, Tess and I think Tzadi are also not in the Shvatim anywhere. So that's why it also said on the stones Avram Yisrael Yaakov Shivteka. Besides the letters of the Shvatim, so he had all the Aleph base, all 22 letters of the Aleph base. So v'hamashal says the Ramban, ki kasher shalu miyal elanu elaknani b'tchila lehilachem. When they asked who's going to go up first, beginning of Shoftim, haya hakohen mechavin b'shemos shehema urim. The kohen was mechavin, and all the letters were there, and the kohen had to unscrabble them in order to have the words. Have the words. That's what they did. Kasher osios meiros aleni akohen adain lo yada sidurun kimina osios hashes sidru mehen Yehuda yale haya efshar lehaosos mehem have had aliyah. Right, to figure out other words, but he had to have Ruach HaKodesh in order to unscrabble the words. V'zo madregas Ruach HaKodesh lamata min anavua ulamala mi baskol shemishtam shem b'vayishini lachash baska anavua upaskol v'tumim. The Ramban alludes, there are three different levels. There's baskol, Ruach HaKodesh, and nevua. But either way, so isn't this, think about this, Ramban, isn't this an example of divine intervention in terms of psalm? What kind of questions, right? Divine intervention, what do you mean? Figure it out, who's going to be Yehuda Yala. Figure out who's going to go first. Figure out who's the strongest. The Chachamim should decide. What is this divine intervention? Famous Vilna Gaon, and that was Eli's mistake, because Eli in Sefer Shmuel thought that Chana was a Shikora, and really, right, he unscrambled the words incorrectly, and really it said either Kesara or Keshera. Right, that's why, because he lost his Ruach HaKodesh by that point. But you see, example number one, Urim V'Tumim, right? They ask questions. Or similar example, I didn't give it to you, but the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, they use the a Goral to split up the land, a heavenly Goral, right? Which portion is going to go to which Shevet? So you see, there is some intervention. Or you find a number of places that the Rishonim, I gave it to you from the Ravid, quotes a halacha that he said we had a divine revelation about this. Says the Ravid in Hilchas Lulav, where the Rambam paskins that a hadas that has it's chopped off on top, hadas shenektam rosho, the Rambam holds kosher. Says the Ravid there, Amar Avram, kfar hofia ruach hakodesh bebeis medrashenu. Ruach HaKodesh has already been mofi in our base medrash. Wow. Mikamashanim, the he'elenu shehu pasul. Kestam mishna seinu, it's pasul. A hadas. Katum. Pasul. The divir of Tarfan sha'amar afilu shloshan ketum ikshebrin. Rabbi Tarfan af inyin acheru. Velo shenektam rosho. Vako baro b'chibureinu. Umaka minichali min ha'shamayim. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me out. So, hofiya b'base medrashenu. That's the Ravid in Hilchas Lulav. And the Ravid also says that in Hilchas Beis Abchira, in Vav Tez Zayin, right, where the Rambam has his important comments about Kedusha Rishona of the Beis HaMikdash, Kishel HaShaita, Kishel HaSelavo, the Ravid again there says, his Shita about walking into the Mikdash Bizman Hazeh, maybe there's no Kares there, La'olam Kach, I'm sorry, Kach Nigle Misod Hashem Lireyav. Again, he uses that Lashon. There was a Gilui here. Sod Hashem Lireyav. What's the Ravid talking about? Well, Bashamayimi, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Peva, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and Nun Tesim Abayz. The Ravid talking about Lo Bashamayimi. Or other examples. What about dreams? Do we say dreams have any significance? This we quoted earlier, I think, in the Masechta, for sure, in the previous Masechta, but the Arzarua. There's Arua. This is quoted in the Agos Ashri as well in Avodah Zarah on Daf Mem, but the, Arzarua, the source of it is here, is a chelik base of the Arzarua, Simin Reish. He quotes, Vani amachaber shamati mipi hakadosh Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, Shamar Balashan Azeh. I heard from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, Shekol Misha Yochal Bilbuta Lo Yizkel Echol of Yasan. There's a certain type of fish that they weren't sure whether it was kosher or not. Right? Not every fish. You have to check the fins and scales. You have to check the simanim. And there was one fish. It's called Balbuta in some simanim, Barbuta in other sources. So they weren't sure. So it was a story that a Rabbeinu Ephraim, a Regensburg, matered it. And that night, Ubo Balayla, Heviu Lefan of Bachalom, Ka'ara Malaya Shratzim La'ochlam. And that night, he was in a restaurant, he had a dream. He had a dream that he was in a restaurant, and a waiter brought him a bunch of shratzim to eat. And he starts screaming at the waiter, "What are you bringing me?" And the waiter answers him, "You're doing the same thing to Klal Yisrael. Lamata kawes haloato amatir." V'kos habala chalom, and he couldn't believe it, and he woke up in a sweat. And he realized, he took it as a simmon, and he broke all his kalim, he kashered everything, and he changed his psak. From a dream. What do you mean, lo bashamayim? He paskin that way. What does it mean that he changed his psak because of this? So we have the Urim Tumim, and we have the Ravid, and we have this Arzarua, and the Noda Behudin, it's Shuvah, says it can't be. The Noda Behudin Yerudeya in Simon Lam, it says, it can't be that this is exactly what happened. There must be a lot of details to the story that we're missing. Must be. Divrei Chalomo says the Noda Behudin, lo malim v'lo moridin. Umei olomo shamati, lo chiyach din, mi bal ha-chalomo sazeh, v'chalomos shav yidaberun. It can't be. And if you want to say Rabbeinu Ephraim, maybe he had sveikas even originally. But he can't say he just changed his psak because of it. It can't be. There are other Rishonim that mothered it. Why did they have dreams about it? Right? Mayu Chalomosav quotes the psukim from Yosef. So he knows that there must be more to the story. He cannot accept the pashtus. And one other I'll give you. The Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Avelus discusses the issue of whether a person should be buried in a kosher talus or a pasul talus. Different minhagim. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Nun Aleph in Yaredeya Oz Gimel V'yachshav HaMinach HaPashut V'chotuzas Yisrael. The minhag is Shenosin HaMeis B'tzitzis V'kodem Sheminichin Oso V'kever Notkin Tzitzis Achaz Midalat Tzitz Yosav. You rip one of the tzitzis corners off. Right, that's the and some do it even before they go out to the kfura, but that is the minhag. And he quotes v'shamati bebiru ashnei gedolei hadar. I heard two stories, which he later says are the gra and the bal yisod v'sharash avoda, that both of them commanded their talmidim to be very careful to bury them in a kosher talus. Be very careful. The Oso Talmud, and the first story, Kishigil la halbashas tachricha v'chashmemeyav. The first Talmud, right when he was about to put the tachricha on his rebbe. He had a terrible stomach ache. So he had to go to the bathroom, and when he came back, one of the tzitzis had already been cut. Number one. Or number two, the other story is that as the other rav was being lowered into the ground, one of his tzitzis strings got caught on a branch, boom, it got cut off. V'ra'u b'chushim min ha-shamayim gazrukein. And they saw b'chush, that min ha-shamayim, this was meant to be. So again, this is what they paskined. Right, they take it as a simin, or just quote you one other story. Right, the story Rabbi Forrest quotes Chassam Sofer, a story in a footnote in his Kashrus book, whether 6 hours is a hard and fast requirement, or what if somebody sleeps a Sheinas Keva, but it's less than 6 hours? Is that good enough to substitute? So the story goes as follows. The Chassam Sofer gave a psak laheter. If you sleep a Sheinas Keva, so you don't have to wait 6 hours. And the next morning, where he did this, he poured himself a steaming hot, piping hot cup of coffee, and when he was about to drink it, he spilled it all over himself. And he took that as a simon, that his psak is wrong, and you have to wait 6 hours full. So again, what about lo bashamayimi? What about, you could possibly get HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about Safik Baharis Kodim Lelavana? How do we put all this together? Right, you have the Urim Tumim, you have the Sod HaShem Lireyav. So a couple of ideas, not every idea is going to answer every one of the questions, but a couple of ideas to think about which you might be able to limit some of these cases. First of all, the Urim Tumim generally was not used for halachic issues. There was a Sanhedrin. The Urim Tumim was used for advice, especially national advice. Should we go to war? Should we not go to war? Should this? Should that? So those kind of questions maybe are okay. We're not talking about lobby. That's not a question that the Sanhedrin takes up. That's a military question. That's a question that you ask a Navi. Should we go to war or not? So maybe the Urim Tumim is not a question, because most of the questions that were asked in Urim Tumim was used more, again, for advice than halachic issues. Issue one. Answer one. Idea. Number two. There is a Mishnah L'Malach in Ilchas Ishus. You see it there in Perek Tes, where the Mishnah L'Malach says maybe there's a difference between a Safik and a Din. By a Safik and a Din, then it's nothing to do with Lo Bashamayimi. Right, that's the case that we've had. Versus a suffix in mitzius. Just look, you don't know something, the metzias of it, not the halacha, says the Mishnah Melech, miyunire. The dafka besapik de metzias who could go on a hidinus ari vlad, the bevlad shivchasa. You don't know who a person is. Right, let's say a person, we discussed yesterday in Daf Yomi, Hasra Safik. A person is born 7 months after his mother got divorced and remarried. She didn't wait the 3 months that she was supposed to wait, so he doesn't know who his father is. So if somebody, from heaven, we figure out who his father is, then maybe for all the halachas that have to do with his father, for hitting his father, cursing his father, kibud av aim, so maybe that we would rely on that, because that's a Safik in Metzias. Right, maybe DNA. Could be used for that. The Besai Mitzia Shaykh Lomer M Yavo El Yo Avo Besveka de Dina will Shaykh Lomer M Yavo El Yo Kimavur. So it's another second distinction. Not just advice, but if it's a suffix in Mitzius, just reality, not a suffix in Halacha, so that's another way that possibly we could distinguish between when we're allowed to be have heaven involved or not. Similar idea is quoted by the Maritz Chayis in one of his Svarim, in his Sefer Taras HaNeviim, where he quotes there, gave it to you on page 8, maybe we could use Eliyahu or the others to decide unanswerable questions. But answers that doesn't, we just don't know. The Teku questions. Tishbi Yataris Kushvi Abayis. Yehemuna Chachiyavu Eliyahu. All of the unanswerable questions that we're allowed to use. That we're allowed to use. Masha'en came when it comes to answerable questions. Right? Machlokos, it is a machlokos. That means it's an answerable question. There's a machlokos about it. But it's an answerable question. But only the ones that there's no question about teku, so we have to be machra because we don't know, but those are okay. So this helps out with the Yerubatumi. What about the Ravid? The Ravid's Lashon of Sodashem Lireyav. So there are those that suggest, this could be, even when the Ravid uses that Lashon of Sodashem Lireyav or for Hofia Ruach HaKodesh, it doesn't really mean that. It doesn't really mean that it's mamish ruach hakodesh. Sometimes when a posek, or when anybody's learning, and we come up with an idea, we're like, whoa! You come up with a chiddush, you come up with something that explains everything. So maybe that's what the Ravid is referring to by kvarofir ruach hakodesh, sod Hashem li reyav. Not that it literally was nevuah, there was a vision. No! But it's just that he had this divine recognition and realization, and he calls that sod Hashem li reyav, ofir ruach hakodesh. So that could be what the Ravid means in those cases. Okay. Either way, but there's one other idea. One other idea I think that I've mentioned a number of times, but one other idea and with this we'll close. And that is Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach suggests, what about the dreams? How do you get out of the dreams? Right, he quotes in Shuvas van Hagas, Chelek Aleph, Simon Taflam at Aleph. He quotes the story about the Chassam Sofer, and they quote a story about the Gra, that the Gra wanted to start duchening in Vilna, and a number of times, something always happened the night before, the Torahs were stolen, the shul burned down, this, that, and again he took it as a simon. So Rav Sternbach says, maybe in all these cases what we can really suggest is that they took it as a simon to re-research the sugya. That's what the simon was. They didn't paskin based on the dream. They didn't paskin based on the simon. They took it as a simon to re-research, and when they re-researched, they realized, oh, you can understand it otherwise, that it's not so clear that it's mutter. That's what it means. V'yesh l'tamua, he quotes the, how can you say that you could paskin based on a dream? So he says exactly what we just said. Tzorach bir, delo b'shamayim, yilof so karas ha-sibanim, min ha-shamayim. And he says, V'nirat sheva alma yef shaluf sof yimaisa v'rak ha'alacha kovas ava ga'oni Yisrael ba'ali ruach ha'kodesh kemoach sam sofer hirgishu shezeh simin ubiru shuv ha'alacha v'ro panim le'esar v'lakach shina psakdino v'yesh l'smoch alav. That's what it is. They took it as a simin to re-research. And that's how you explain the Chassam Sofer story. Maybe that's what happened with the Barbuta fish in the Arzarua. Maybe that's what happened in the Shvus Yaakov. Ikvum HaShemayim just means it didn't happen, and then they did more research, and they realized. The Shach didn't feel bad just because of the Simen. He realized that there were other halachic issues involved. This doesn't help so much for the Aruch HaShulchan's usage of it. They took it as a Simen that it was just these two rabbis were trying to go against the Minog. So they took it as a Simen that you should follow the Minog. But again, this is not so bad either. But either way, this is all discussions of, again, basically, you always say, Loba Shemaimi, rabbinic authority wins, but, what about a couple of these exceptions? Maybe that's only in advice cases, maybe that's only in Suffolk and Mitzius, maybe that is where there is unanswerable questions, or maybe, don't take it literally, it means that the sugya was re-researched. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we'll try to have another Daf Be'in Shir soon.